I'm here to talk about a secure and inclusive alternative for multi-factor authentication. It's called WebAuthn. But first, maybe a little bit more about me. I'm Storm Hek. My pronouns are he and him. I hail from the Netherlands. In my day job, I'm an independent contractor, and I build websites with Wagtail CMS and Django. And I do that since 2019. I love open source. I'm a member of the Wagtail CMS core team. Most people here organized from the room are as well. I'm also an admin for the Django Commons initiative, which is an initiative to help facilitate maintenance of packages that extend Django in some way. And I also create open source of my own, such as Django OTP WebAuthn. More about that later. So quickly, briefly, what am I going to talk about? Multi-factor authentication, why is it important? Security versus usability trade-offs. Going to introduce WebAuthn, and then how can you use it yourself? So first, let's take a step back. Passwords. We all know passwords, but they have some shortcomings. They're not enough. For one, they are hard to remember. That's why people choose welcome 123 exclamation mark as their passwords. They're preyed on by phishing attacks. So criminals, they try to convince your user to enter their password to your service on their phishing website. And then you have a problem. And one other thing with passwords is that they are commonly reused across websites. So a user uses the same password on multiple websites. If their password leaks, then certainly criminals can try to use this password on your service as well and see, hey, maybe I can log in here. Yes, password managers exist. They do solve a lot of problems. But not everyone uses them or knows how to use them. And with multi-factor authentication, we are trying to add another layer of security. So typically that's something you know, like a password, something you have, like a phone or a security key, or your access to your email account to receive emails there, or sometimes something you are, like biometrics. Now, has this ever happened to you? You are waiting for an email to arrive with a code to log in, and it's not arriving. Raise your hand. Has this happened to you? I see a lot of hands. You need an SMS code, but your phone has no reception. True story. Or even worse, you switched phone numbers and now you can't log in because you didn't update your number on some service you never use. Annoying, right? It's inconvenient to wait for something to arrive or to take out your phone to approve a login. But we all do this in the name of security, right? Okay, it's inconvenient, but we solved the security problem, right? Sort of. We made it a bit harder for an attacker, but phishing is still a thing. You can still enter an SMS code you receive or convince someone that receives an SMS code to enter it on your phishing website. It's just a little bit more difficult. Also, it's not very intuitive for everyone to use. Okay, so I'm trying to log in here, but now I have to do something with my phone, and what? This creates friction to your service for your users, and I don't think that's like very inclusive. Not everyone is like well aware of how this works and why multi-factor authentication is important. So, isn't there a better way to do this? There is, otherwise I wouldn't be standing here if I didn't believe there was a better way. Maybe you've heard of it already, under the name passkeys. But the more official standard behind this is called WebAuthn, or short for web authentication. And it's a standard for secure passwordless authentication. It's based on public key cryptography. So there are no shared secrets like with a password. Most major browsers support it. It's around since 2020 or so in the form I'm describing here, but still relatively unknown, I think. But it's gaining traction, mostly due to Apple. They made a big thing out of this with the launch of their iOS 16 operating system. Now, what I think is really great about this API is that the prompts to log in or to create a credential are very predictable. They are native. So this is the prompt from Safari on macOS, and it's asking me, hey, do I want to use my fingerprint to sign in under my account StormHack at GitHub? And I think this is the future of authentication. So, quick overview of how this works, because maybe it's all magic to you now. When we want to register a new passkey, a new credential, we ask the browser to do this. So this is a browser API, navigator.credentials.create. And we ask the browser, hey, please create a public-private key pair. The private key is stored securely on the device of the user. And the public key is sent off to your server with a reference. And you, the server, you store this public key with a reference to which user is this. A bit like an SSH key, maybe. And this public-private key pair is informally called a passkey. Roughly, definition of passkey, I find it a bit vague, but I think it refers to the public-private key pair, or more generally, this whole mechanism of authentication. Now, when a user wants to log in, we ask the browser, like, hey, sign a challenge with the private key that's stored on the device. So this, when we call this API, navigator.credentials.get in the browser, browser prompts the user, like, hey, this site is asking you to log in. I have these keys stored available. Which account do you want to use? The browser then signs a challenge we send. And with that signed challenge, we can verify the signature is correct with the public key we have. So, okay, this signature was created with the private key that belongs to this public key. You must be in possession of the private key, and so you must be who you say you are. And if that's the case, well, then we can lock you in, because we know which user is associated with that public key, and no password is necessary. That's immediately the first benefit. There's nothing to remember. No shared secrets. Another thing is there is a new key pair for every site. So it's not possible to reuse, like with a password. Every key pair is unique. So it does not matter if that site has a data breach, then that does not affect any of the other sites that you might be using passkeys with. Another benefit is that you can register separate passkeys for multiple devices. So usually you have to use the same password all the time, or with your account, because you can't have multiple passwords for your account. But with passkeys, you can register multiple passkeys to your account. So if I register a passkey on my phone, I can use that to log in, or on my laptop, I can use that to log in. I think that's a benefit as well. So if I lose one device, I have passkey stored on another. They're also phishing resistant. They only work on the site they were registered on, because the browser says, well, I don't know google.com. whatever type of squatting a phishing site did. It just doesn't match the site I have a passkey stored for, so you have no passkeys you can use here. Passkeys, you can also see them as being multi-factor, because the passkey, the private key, is something you have, and it's typically protected by biometrics, something you are, or your device PIN or password, something you know. So your device that has stored the passkey, they typically ask you, like, hey, you need to confirm who you are before I will actually assign this challenge. That's what you saw on the previous slide. It asks for my fingerprint, but can also be the PIN of your device or your password of your laptop. And it's not something we get to see as a server. It's just necessary for the browser to, like, unlock and sign this challenge. That's an additional factor. So, yeah. I'd say there's also a couple of drawbacks, or maybe things that passkeys don't solve. No technology is perfect. Yeah, losing your passkey is still a risk. I mean, if I have a passkey registered on my laptop, but my laptop breaks and my phone is stolen, then yeah, my passkeys are gone. The solution to this could be Cloud Sync, but that could also be a risk, because, for example, Apple, it stores all your passkeys on the iCloud keychain, so your Apple account or whatever big tech account you're using to sync these passkeys with, they're now a single point of failure. But so was your password manager already, so I don't think we are taking a step back in that regard. Quick side note, most password managers can also do web out end, so you can use your password manager instead of your Apple account or whatever. I think that's a pretty cool feature. So what do you need to implement web authentication on your platform website? Well, I'd say it's quite involved. I made a quick rough overview, high-level overview checklist. On the server side, well, you need API endpoints for the registration and authentication ceremonies, because it's not just one API call you need to make to your server. It's always two, one to start and one to complete the process. So you need to create those API endpoints. You need some database mechanism or something to store the public key of the passkey. You need to verify the signature of the passkey, so there's some cryptography involved. On the client side, well, you need to communicate with your server, make the appropriate browser API calls, and handle any exceptions that may arise. That can happen. No passkeys are available, maybe there's a configuration error. A lot of things can happen, and, well, ideally you should show some sort of actionable feedback to the user. Web Authent also has some additional features, like passkey autofill. And to use this, you need to call the browser API slightly differently. With autofill, I mean when you land on a login page of a website, then sometimes your browser shows you, like, an autofill request, like your password manager might do. And this is also, like, triggered by that website, like, hey, if this visitor has passkeys, show a prompt now. And also on your website, well, you need an area to manage the passkeys. Okay, I have these passkeys registered to my user account. You need some interface on your site to manage this. In general, you need to spend quite some effort to make it a smooth experience. Well, I took a look at the open source options there are to make this a bit easier. I know not everyone here is using Django, so I included some other frameworks here as well. Don't know anything about them. First result on Google. Don't trust me. Lots of libraries that make this easier for you to implement. Quick shout out to myself. I'm the author of Django OTP WebRFN, which is a library I created to integrate WebRFN with a second factor authentication, because I'm not quite ready to go full passwordless for all my clients and websites. But it would be nice that if I have to implement multi-factor authentication, I can do it with a fingerprint scan. Yeah, this is it. Thank you. Any questions? Yeah?
So the issue that I'm seeing currently with passkeys is that as server or as application people, we cannot enforce second factor anymore. Because usually it's done on the device, right? Is there anything like security levels that I can raise so it needs to have second factor coming from the device?
Yes, this is something I didn't include in my presentation for brevity, but there's lots of knobs in the API you can tweak, like, hey, this device needs to be capable of user verification. That's what WebRFN calls it. There must be the authenticated device that stores the passkey needs to have some mechanism to verify the identity of the user using it. But yeah, you're right. We're entrusting this device with this responsibility to do so. There's also a more enterprisey way of enforcing this that I don't think I would recommend, but passkeys, they also have something called attestation, where you can verify that the device that created this passkey is of a certain make. So it's, for example, it's the Apple implementation of passkeys, because we know Apple implement this well. I'm naming Apple as an example. You can enforce this, but I wouldn't do so because it's quite a lot of work and the landscape changes all the time. So you need to keep up, otherwise you risk cutting people out, and that's not inclusive. Oh.
So I get that when you register an account, you also create the first passkey. And able to log in several times on that device. But how do you see the next device you want to be able to log into that account?
Technically you could implement
your password, right?
You could implement it in a way that without passwords at all. Like currently the way I'm doing it, I'm complementing passwords. Passwords are still a thing for my websites, but yeah, I can see we're going full passwordless in the future. One way WebRFN does this, and that's not something I shown either because I only have 20 minutes, when you're logging in or you're seeing this prompt to log in, you can also choose to use a passkey from a different device. What happens is your computer you're logging into will display a QR code. And if I have a passkey stored on my phone, for example, I can scan that QR code, and then this device and my phone will connect. And to sign a challenge is passed on to my phone, and my phone sends the signed challenge back to the computer. So that's one way you could log in with web authentication, like on a public computer, for example. It's pretty cool because the public computer never gets to see your private key.
And you also don't need a passkey on the public computer.
Yeah, exactly. Well.
When I take a look at large vendors, they're usually forcing us into their app ecosystems, right? And you still have logins and services. Is there any app-like implementation for passkeys so I can sign in with my passkeys via the app?
Password managers, both password managers, they can do passkey authentication because they intercept the API calls to the browser. To inject their own implementation. I think there are 10, 20 implementations out there already to either through pass managers or other systems. Yeah, you can. You're not locked into like the Apple way of doing it or the Google way of doing it. You can store your passkeys in a pass manager as well.
Yeah, I was rather thinking instead of using a browser to log in into Apple.com, I want to do it with my settings app on my iPhone. Then how do I do the login, right? Because usually everything that you've said is like browser based.
Well, I assume the settings app would have to implement something similar to the browser to make this work, but that's not my area of expertise, sorry.
Yeah.
Can I ask, when I see authentication stuff, I don't ever want to reinvent the wheel because I'm not an expert. I just want to reuse something that's not there. And you showed us three different Django implementations on your list. So should we wait to have it be more stable, like there's one go-to way to do it per ecosystem? Or is it like, okay, like it's secure enough, the machine is solid enough, the risks are low enough that we should be using it right now?
Well, my version is still in alpha, so I wouldn't recommend you go to production with it. Maybe wait a little while longer to FOSTM 2026. Okay, one more question, and I think we're then out of time.
Just a question for about this another device. What happens if I have only one device? I lose control of it. Gets stolen, and that's the only way I had to retrieve my private and public keys.
That's like one of the drawbacks I mentioned. I assume there would be some recovery mechanism, like we have, like with forget your pass now, that would be forgot or lost your pass keys. I think it would involve like sending some sort of recovery link to your mailbox, maybe.
There is still another contact information for the user.
Well, yeah, it's up to the implementer to like have a recovery mechanism. No?
Yeah, I have one. You mentioned you wouldn't recommend attestation. Is that, you mentioned, the problem was the implementation time, basically, and keeping up with the pace of things that are evolving. So it's not a technical problem. Like, we should go with attestation, just make sure you have enough time to keep up with everything that happens related to it. Is there, like, a drawback?
Well, I say because, for example, right now, there's one attestation method developed by Google, but they've already deprecated it and it's going away. So that's what I mean. Don't use attestation unless you want to keep on top of what the implementers of attestation are doing. There are like five different attestation formats that you would want to support, because if you're asking for attestation, it can only go in the way, it can only... an authenticator can only do it in the way it's implemented to. So if it only supports the Apple way of giving out attestations, then you need to do it Apple way. Or, yeah. That's not something I would recommend.
So basically, you're just saying you wouldn't recommend doing it yourself, but what about using a service like Rapid Keyflow for authentication?
Well, if that means that you do all the responsibility of keeping up to date with attestation forms, you leave that up to another party, then yeah, sure. But if you're at all doing it yourself, you have your own implementation of WebAuthn, no, don't, please. I saw one more hand is raised. Not anymore?
Yes, that was me. Are there any public sector websites like GovUK or things like that using passkeys?
I can't speak for GovUK. I know the Dutch government does not use passkeys yet, but I know that, for example, on your WhatsApp now supports logging in with passkeys. With GitHub, you can log in with passkeys. Amazon even like offers you, like if you're checking out at a product and you don't have a passkey yet, it says like, hey, do you want to create a passkey for easy checkout next time? So public sectors maybe not so much yet, but a lot of other organizations, they do already.